This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 146, Empathy and Compassion. A couple of weeks ago, I was on an Emirates flight, and this was a flight, quite a long flight, I think, one of the long flights. I was going from Europe back to Australia, and on Emirates, they have LinkedIn Learning as part of their videos. So you can go into like movies, or you can go into shows. And I think in shows, they have education and they have LinkedIn Learning there. And so I had a look at a couple, actually, I look at two. One wasn't as exciting, but the one I really liked was the tutorial by Jeff Weiner, who is the founder of LinkedIn. And his tutorial was quite short, so if you're ever on an Emirates flight, I recommend checking it out. It's about like 20 minutes long or something, and the title is around using compassion in leadership or compassion in business and entrepreneurship, something along those lines. But what I wanted to share today was an important takeaway that I got from that tutorial that I really enjoyed and I appreciate it. I think you will appreciate it as well. And there Jeff Weiner was talking about the difference between empathy and compassion. And so we all know that empathy is a trait that humans have, where we actually can feel what another person feels. And the word, I just looked it up just now, the word empathy was first introduced back in 1909, and it comes from a German translation of the word, which means to feel into. So it's quite a recent word, it's only 100 and something years old. And the theory is that it invokes mirror neurons in humans. So if somebody like slams, I don't know, like drops something on their foot and you see it, even though you didn't drop anything on your foot, you might still feel that pain. You might actually physically feel that pain because your mirror neurons are firing off in your brain. And so that's what empathy is all about. It's about feeling what the other person feels. And what Jeff Weiner was talking about in his video tutorial was about being a leader in your organization or unit or team, or maybe it can be even family, it could be in relationship, being a leader and the importance of being a compassionate leader. And so what is compassion? That's the main question that we need to figure out. What is compassion and how is it different to empathy? Well, here is where Jeff gives a very good example. And actually, this example comes from the Dalai Lama. So imagine you're walking through the mountains and you come across a person who has a boulder strapped to their chest. And so in the case of empathy, what will happen is you will feel their pain. You will feel how heavy it is. You will feel how difficult it is, even though you don't have a boulder. But by seeing them with that boulder strapped to the chest, you will feel that same exact feeling of heaviness and tiredness and how hard it is to even stand. And that feeling will render you useless. You won't be able to help them. You will just be feeling exactly the same thing. You'll understand how they feel, but you'll be incapable of doing anything about their problem. On the other hand, if in the same situation you are, rather than being empathetic, you're compassionate, then what will happen is you will see the world through their lens. You will see, understand what it's like to have that pain, but at the same time, you will maintain a distance so you can do something to alleviate their suffering. And that's the key here, that the difference is that in the case of empathy, you feel exactly the same, and therefore you are caught up in that feeling. You are not able to actually help the person, whereas in the case of compassion, you see the world through their lens. You understand that feeling. You can associate with that feeling, but at the same time you keep a distance, so in order to allow yourself to actually help that other person. And personally, I really like that example. I think it explains the concept really well, and it shows that empathy is actually a building block of compassion. You cannot be compassionate unless you already have empathy. And at the same time, just having empathy is not enough to be compassionate. You need to be able to maintain that distance and not actually fall for having that same exact feeling, and therefore not being able to do something about the situation. And also that shows why being compassionate is very important for a leader, because you might see certain problems in a situation or a person having certain problems. And unless you're compassionate, unless you're truly compassionate, you will not be able to help them, because even though you might see the problem, you might not understand how it feels for them. And on the other hand, if you're simply going to empathize with the person, then you won't be able to help them, because you won't be able to maintain the distance. So it's a bit of both. On one hand, feeling what the person feels, on the other hand, being able to still stay at a distance to help them. And the final kind of like the pinnacle of all of this is true unconditional compassion. And that's the hardest part, because you need to not discriminate against the situation, against the person's character, against the person's personality, or anything else that might bias your opinion. You need to put all of that aside and actually truly understand the person, or like feel what they're feeling, and be compassionate regardless of the circumstances, regardless of who it is that you are trying to help. And that is the ultimate goal, to be truly unconditionally compassionate. And as Jeff Weiner puts it, that skill requires almost superhuman strength. So there you go. That's what compassion is. Probably an interesting question is, what's the difference between all of these things, empathy, compassion, and sympathy? So sympathy is a bit different. Sympathy is when you don't actually feel a person's pain, but you can understand it, like through your cognitive apparatus, through like just analytical thinking, you can understand what that pain is all about. So sympathy is kind of like a bit of a different aspect of these things. And here we're talking about empathy and compassion. And yeah, so that's compassion. And what I would like to encourage you to do when you have some time this weekend, or maybe right after this podcast, just to have a ponder about, where are you compassionate in your life, or where could you be compassionate in your life? Maybe it's in a work situation, maybe something happened in the past week where you could have been more compassionate, or maybe it's in a personal situation, maybe with your significant other, where you might have been empathetic, but it would have been better to be compassionate. Or maybe you just didn't even recognize that situation, and it would have been just nice to be compassionate. Maybe it's something at home, might be at in your hobbies, with your friends. Or try to recognize situations as they come up this weekend, and see where you can actually be compassionate. You probably already are. Like, I think humans are generally good at this, but just recognizing that that is compassion, and then trying to be truly unconditionally compassionate. I think it's an important skill, not to just be good at it automatically, just to have it come naturally, but to be able to consciously invoke compassion, so that when in the future you ever come across a situation where somebody needs help, you will know how to be compassionate with them. There we go. Hope you enjoyed today's little excursus into compassion and empathy. I definitely found these concepts quite interesting. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Until then, happy analyzing.